WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump, who has already fired one FBI director, James Comey, is set to fire another one. He says he will replace Christopher Wray with Trump loyalist Kash Patel when he takes office. ABC's Mike Levine covering the FBI.
Patel has been a very vocal, staunch supporter of Trump. He's been out there on the campaign trail, pushing, the quote, America First agenda. During the midterm elections, he was out there doing what Trump wanted. And during this last presidential campaign, of course, he was on the trail really advocating for Trump's reelection.
President Biden pardoning son Hunter. That coming after the Bidens spent Thanksgiving together. The president saying in a statement the pardon will cover the years 2014 through this year. Heavy lake effect snow pummeling cities like Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania this week. Arctic temperatures expected in many parts of the upper Midwest. Today's Cyber Monday. Adobe Analytics says Americans spent $12.5 billion on this day last year. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler has launched a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. Wickler said in a statement, the Democratic Party needs to be stronger to take on President-elect Donald Trump and Republican extremists. Wickler has been state Democratic Party chair since 2019. Filing with the Federal Elections Commission showed the host committee for Milwaukee's 2024 Republican National Convention raised just over $92 million since it began receiving donations in 2022. The filing also revealed the committee has around $3.9 million remaining in the bank. And a Madison bookstore is closing after 70 years in business. Paul's Bookstore opened on State Street in 1954. Founder Paul Askins died in 1975. His widow Carol Askins has run it ever since. A social media post last week said the bookshop is winding down its business and will close in early 2025.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries at times. Our high right around 29 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight partly cloudy, 16. Tomorrow sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon. With a high tomorrow right around 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
99.7 Max FM. Can you tell me what day it is?
Monday. Thank God.
Today is the day.
Got from the comfort of your own home.
Online. Online.
It is Cyber Monday today.
Black Friday ends. Check out Cyber Monday.
One of the biggest online shopping days of the year.
Wait, I thought we were buying online.
Look online. Everything's online.
Women be shopping.
I'm buying some really dumb stuff online.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Let's start the show.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you 7:03 Monday morning, December 2nd, Cyber Monday. It's all sorts of shenanigans for you with Nina on Max FM.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. But when I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7-Eleven on Monday morning. Dave Grant joining you and Emily. We'll take a quick look at your weather forecast. A little bit of flurries today. Gradually clearing. It will turn mostly sunny with a high of 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 16. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 28. We are keeping an eye on Wednesday. We have a slight chance of rain and snow showers throughout the day. Winds turning gusty Wednesday night. We're still looking at what the precipitation will do on Wednesday. Depending on where the line is, we could see anything from snow to rain, possible freezing rain, and we're not really sure on the amounts of that yet. So kind of monitor that. We know Wednesday night is going to be windy. We're talking wind gust up to 40 miles per hour on Wednesday night, Emily. That's a little blustery.
That's a little blustery. Yeah, you said some things that I don't like. Freezing rain?
Possibly. That line, I think, will stay south of Dane County is everything that I'm looking at in the models at this point. So we have more of a snow chance in this area. So that is kind of what I'm keeping an eye on for Wednesday's shenanigans. And it cools down again. So if you like the temperatures this weekend, this next weekend will be another perfect mirror image of that.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm sure everybody really liked the temperatures this weekend. I thought it was great. I went out for walks and And I think I like had everything bundled up so you could just see my eyeballs. But, you know, that's how it is. It's Wisconsin. I'm going to say to everybody, though, there's some really nice sunrise colors happening right now where I am. There's a little snow on the ground around here. So that's kind of why I was asking, you know, how the weather is around here in Wisconsin is that you can get a little bit of something somewhere and then down the street it looks totally different. So yeah, we've got a little bit of snow around here. It looks beautiful. The sunrise is beautiful. And it was a happy Thanksgiving and it's a happy Monday. And there's some other happy things happening today, but I'll get to that in a quick second here. I just wanted to say happy belated Thanksgiving to everyone out there. I hope it was wonderful. I hope yours was wonderful, Dave. We had such a great time around here. So I wish you all still, you know, happy holidays out there. And we'll just, you know, keep riding this holiday train. It's been so fun already.
Yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving. It went by way too quickly. I can honestly say Thanksgiving Day was a whirlwind. I was up very early. I was up before 3 a.m. I got the turkey on the smoker, and it was Stout's birthday. So him and I celebrated about 4 a.m. with an adult beverage, waiting for the smoker temps to be where they needed to be. And then, of course, Packers victory on Thursday night on Thanksgiving night. Jordan Love got his turkey leg finally.
I love and that. Yeah, that was what a good way to end the night, for sure.
It was. And then, unfortunately, the Badgers football team lost on Friday morning. The first time in 22 years the Wisconsin Badger football team will not be making a bowl appearance.
That's really sad. I mean, when I grew up, and this isn't anything to, you know, feel anything about, I just remember when I grew up, Wisconsin football was not very good. So, like, to have at least one team of yours doing pretty good right now is great. But at the same time, like, that's just really sad. That's a long time to have that stretch that, you know, they got to go to the bowl game, at least one bowl game. So I'm not as great at college football conference games and all the things that happen, as you can see, as I'm stumbling through this right now. But 22 years is a long stretch not to, like, celebrate your season, I guess is what I'm saying. So that's too bad.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. And it's one of those that you get so used to them being in a bowl game. And, yeah, first time in 22 years. Luckily, the Badgers women's volleyball team has a number 2 seed in the 2024 NCAA tournament. So definitely a bright spot there. And, you know, so happy for them. They're playing tonight, and then the next game is at the Field House on Friday night. Packers are playing again on Thursday night, so that gives us a little bit of a modified schedule for our morning show this week. We did Hanging with Havel on Friday. Maddie and Havel will be back on Thursday to discuss kind of their predictions for the Packer game on Thursday night. Then they'll be back Friday morning to talk about everything that happened. And we are playing the Lions. It's a little bit better, I will say, Packers football team now than the last time we played the Lions. So I'm hoping we can pull something off. Bears almost beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, and then poor time management by their former head coach cost them their game. So a lot of exciting things happened in the football world this weekend. And unfortunately, we did see some fights at some of the college football games, Michigan State and Ohio. That just didn't end well. And when law enforcement has to enter the field, separate both teams, not a good one, and $100,000 fine for each of those teams for, I will say, their stupidity.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I kind of was checked out of the football scene after Thursday. So, wow, I did not know that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Look at me learning the sports news this morning. $100,000 fines, the cops came to the field?
Yeah. It wasn't good. They were trying to separate them. The players were – the Michigan basically tried planting their flag at the Ohio midpoint of the field in their logo, and that didn't go well. And it just, you know, very unfortunate for both those football teams. I get it was an upset victory, but it's all about being respectful, and these are role models for many of our younger kids. And so that was a very unfortunate ending to those games, and it's something that will mar that victory for that team as well. It just – I was shocked when I saw that.
That's really too bad. Yeah, I mean, again, it's sports is serious and competitive, and there's a lot of really big things on the line, right? I mean, emotions, money, like, there's all kinds of stuff happening. At the same time, I feel like when it gets that far into the negative, that's just really too bad. Like you said, it changes the game, it changes the experience, and it changes the reputation for the team, and that is just a bummer. So I'm sad to hear that.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. But you know what? A lot of good things happened this weekend. We were out and about downtown. Black Friday sales were downtown on Friday. Then Saturday was Small Business Saturday, and a lot of businesses were open that day. A lot of people walking around. The first downtown Saturday market in the Great Day building, that was well attended. We were able to go through there.
It was great. It was magical. It was so great.
It was so neat to see, and then to have someone selling bread out of the bank vault. That was so neat to see.
It was so cool. I was so proud that she set herself up in there. Yeah, Amanda, she's our coordinator, and she just is a rock star at everything, including making amazing breads. So, yeah, she had herself set up in the vault, and when I got there, it was really busy, and there was just, I had to, wait to get back to the vault to go say hi to her. Yeah. There's a line.
It was crazy to see how many people, and it was so neat to see. So that was cool. And then they had the horse-drawn wagon rides. Those are every Saturday until Christmas, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're free, and Max FM is one of the sponsors of that. We shot a video of that on our Facebook page, and it was so neat to see them going around the square. Santa's at the Al Ringling Theater on Saturday mornings and early afternoon. And so all the things that happened in downtown Baraboo to make it magical was fantastic. And just hearing the Christmas music playing in the background and a little bit of snow flurries coming in on Friday, it was a very neat experience. You know, it always feels like that Hallmark era downtown, I have to say.
Yeah, it was. I was down with my daughter doing a little shopping and visiting that first downtown market and checking out all the other stuff that was going around and getting out for a little lunch. And she said, "This Baraboo is just so holiday-ish. It's so magical." And she goes, "I don't think I've ever been to a town like this." And she just said it right. It's absolutely true all the times of year about Baraboo, but also just like right now, it looks like a card, like that you would buy at the store in the best way. It's beautiful.
It was definitely beautiful.
Saturday was lovely. Yeah, Saturday. Sorry, go ahead, Dave. Take your spotlight.
So we have a couple of housekeeping things I do need to make people aware of real quick before we get into our next break. The first is the Merrimack Ferry is closed until further notice due to the cold temperatures. So if you use the Merrimack Ferry as part of your commute, you need to take that longer alternate route. They may try to reopen it this year if the temperatures warm up, but based on this forecast, I would not plan on that at this point. Also, the Baraboo Water Utility will be repairing a water main break today at 13th Avenue. That is starting at 7:30. 13th Avenue will be closed between Oak Street and Munson Drive from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. today to replace that water main. So if you live in that area, you want to plan accordingly because they're going to fix that broken water main that I believe happened on Saturday and led to some water and some icy conditions in that area. So be aware of that. A lot happening this early on a Monday morning.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for, though, is to bring those kind of local announcements that are necessary for people to get through their Monday, get through their day, and just be able to kind of smooth sail into this next couple of weeks, being that it's 3 weeks, right, from Christmas?
Yes.
Is that correct that I saw?
Okay, you're doing the right math there.
It's the countdown now. It's not even kind of like what day of the week it is or, really what week it is at all. It's just the countdown to Christmas, which is always hectic and awesome, but, try to take a breath and remember all the good feelings we've had for Thanksgiving and the parade and all the awesome stuff that's been going on, and just make sure to kind of keep that spirit going with you because it's really easy to fall into stress. I wanted to say really quickly that I have an announcement to make, but I'm going to just tease that right now and make an announcement of something special happening today. So if you're listening, just don't change your dial because we'll get to that in our next moment that we get to come back after a little break.
Yeah, sounds good to me. So we will be back together at 7:40. At 7:30, I have an interview that we're going to be talking with Blair Anderson about his latest book. It's exciting. He's going to be at the Reedsburg Public Library tonight. So that's coming up at 7:30. So Emily and I'll be back together at 7:40. We'll be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that is celebrating one, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. Emily and I are looking forward to celebrating those shortly. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages.
As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Dorfhaus Supper Club in Roxbury reminds you that we depend on our military overseas to serve and protect our nation. Honor them with a gift from home. If you don't know how to send a package to our troops, visit sendacarepackagetoday.com to find out how. This from Dorfhaus Supper Club on County Highway Y in Roxbury, 3 miles southeast of Sauk City. Like them on Facebook and stop by for great food and good times. Happy holidays.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 726 on Monday morning. If you're celebrating a birthday anniversary and know some of this, please text those in 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those at 740. Here is Hootie and the Blowfish on Max FM.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls.
FM, Dave Grant, joined by author Blair Anderson. How are you doing today, Blair?
I'm doing well this morning, Dave. Thank you. It's good to be here with you.
We appreciate you stopping in on this cold Monday morning. You will be at the Reedsburg Public Library tonight at 5:30 p.m. to talk about your new book, When the Smoke Clears, Stories and Reflections of a Wisconsin Forest Ranger.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping we'll have a good turnout there, that we can have some good conversation.
I hope you do as well. America's deadliest forest fire was not out west. It was in northern Wisconsin, the Great Peshtigo Firestorm of 1871, where 1,200,000 acres burned and as many as 2,500 people lost their lives. That tragedy quite literally sparked the need for forest rangers in Wisconsin. You are a retired forest ranger after serving in the South Central Wisconsin area for more than 30 years. Please tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, first of all, for your younger listeners, I just want to make it clear that I was not at that 1871 forest fire in Peshtigo.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, I got into my job as forest ranger by kind of an odd route. I'd worked for 4 years in Chicago, where I grew up, with a Fortune 500 company in their corporate office. And I decided to mix business and forestry, so I came to Madison to go to forestry school there. When I finished, 1980, the job market was kind of in the tank, and just sort of on a whim, I took the test for a state forester's job. I got an interview, they offered me a job, and I thought, well, I'll do that until, my thinking, a real job came along. And 31 years later... I retired from it.
And that real job came along. And
that was the job, yeah. And I just got introduced to a whole lot of different things. As I say, I grew up in Chicago, so taking a position out in a rural community like Spring Green was just a very different thing. People live and interact with each other differently there, and it was intriguing and refreshing and a great experience for me. And I spent 21 years as the forest ranger working out of the Spring Green station there.
So what prompted you to write the book, Blair?
Well, I guess for starters, when I first took the job, friends from Chicago were fascinated that I was living in a log house in the middle of no place, and I'd moved to Podunk, Wisconsin, and they wanted to know a little bit more about it. And then as years went on, and people would ask, you know, what do you do? And I would tell them, oh, I'm a forest ranger. Everybody perked at that, and they sort of wanted to know, oh, is that really as cool as it sounds? You know, what do you do? What are interesting? And so I'd tell a story, and that just went on, and I told more stories, and a few people said, wow, that's great. You should write that down. So So I did.
What is the book about, Blair?
Well, mostly it's just stories. Stories. Lots of things that I did in fire control. I had law enforcement credentials, so I sometimes got into timber theft situations. And, of course, all this work is with people. And when you work with people, that's the most interesting part. So stories about people, a few observations I said sort of about community that I experienced in Spring Green, understanding a little better what it's like to be in law enforcement. I was not in law enforcement, like a city cop or a sheriff's deputy, but I could see it from there. And so just some reflections and ideas on those kinds of things. One of the most interesting things for me was seeing how people responded. Sometimes folks, because they knew they were in trouble because they'd had a fire, would sort of, maybe shy away from the truth.
They were probably trying to figure out what they had done wrong and yep. how not to be in trouble, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I found that, you know, if you showed people some respect, some consideration, a little grace, they would come around and shoot straight with you, and everything worked out a whole lot better that way. So that was always, seeing that in people was encouraging. I'm hopeful that people that read the book will find that same sort of encouragement.
So tonight, you will be at the Reedsburg Public Library. Are you going to be signing autographs after you talk about your book tonight?
Yes. Hopefully people buy the book, and I will be happy to sign those.
That is awesome. We appreciate you doing that. Now, is there anything you want to talk about otherwise today?
I think the only thing I would want to also share is actually about another book that a young man from the Spring Green area has written about the family farm. It's called, his name is Brian Reisinger, and some of his review comments are on the cover of the book, also with the name of his book, which is Land Rich, Cash Poor. And it's a serious observation about the farm, the agricultural sector, kind of mixed in with his family background, and it's a wonderful read, and a good one to buy right after you buy when the smoke clears.
And so will those be for sale tonight at the Reedsburg Public Library?
My book will be there. I don't know if they'll have Brian's book there, but Brian's is available on, you know, at bookstores and lots of places.
Okay, so you can definitely stop it and find it at the bookstores, but you will have your book with you tonight, and you'll allow people to have autographs and pictures with you tonight, correct?
Yes, and I'll share a little bit about the book, sort of like we've been talking here, and again, it's people stuff, so that's always the most interesting.
Yes, it is. Blair, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you stopping in. If you'd like to meet Blair, he'll be at the Reedsburg Public Library tonight at 5:30 p.m. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With another Thursday night primetime matchup on the docket, the Packers return to the practice field on Sunday, getting ready for their divisional showdown against the 11-1 Lions. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers dropped the first matchup 24-14 on November 3rd at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Detroit's a good team. They're a good defense. They do a lot of good things. And I think, you know, looking back at the film, there's a lot of stuff that we left out there. A lot of misplays, a lot of mistakes, and you know, obviously not our best game. So a lot of stuff that we'll be looking to clean up going in this week.
Wisconsin outside linebacker Leon Lowry isn't sticking around to see if Luke Fickell can turn things around in Madison. He announced on X that he intends to enter the transfer portal and play his final season elsewhere. Both Wisconsin and Marquette in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament field. The Badgers will host first and second round games. We'll take on Fairfield on Thursday. Marquette opens against Florida Gulf Coast. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries at times. Our high right around 29 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 16. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
99.7.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you, 7:42 on Monday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970, or use the free Civic Media app, and we will talk about those after our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries, Emily.
Wait. There is a celebrity birthday today. Did you know that, Dave? A total celebrity, call it local celebrity, call it international, worldwide, infamous celebrity, Mr. David Grant. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was trying to keep that on the down low. I knew that wasn't going to work out today. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are welcome. I wanted to put a little sound effect in there for you, but a little birdie told me that it was your birthday today, and so I wanted to make sure it was okay to do a shout out for you, because I just want to tell you happy birthday. I love birthdays so much, and I appreciate you, and I hope you have a super amazing, awesome day, and I'm super glad we get to spend the morning on the radio together, and then the later morning getting our picture taken together. So happy birthday. It's going to be a super fun day, and you deserve all the good things. Do all the good things for yourself today. And all of you out there who know Dave, which is like, you know, the entire South Central Wisconsin population, go ahead and text him happy birthday today. You know what? Just completely embellish him with love and appreciation, because he deserves it. And he didn't even tell me it was his birthday. So that's so lame. So anyway, happy birthday. Thank you to the little birdie who told me. And now
yeah,
I'm
trying to figure out which birdie it was, because I know that someone texted it, and it's the first time they can't mess with my desk on my birthday, so that's kind of funny as well. 32 years, first time someone can't mess with my desk.
Not yet. The day has just begun. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is true. This is a good point. So, yeah, I kind of, you know, so thank you. I do look forward to today. And, you know, it's kind of fun. We get to do our Christmas card photo shoot. So I'm very excited about doing that. And if you want one of those Christmas cards with Emily and I on it, you need to text Christmas card to 608-355-9970 or use the free Civic Media app. Texting Christmas card with your name and address, and we will hook you up with a Max FM Christmas card. And we do want to take a moment and say thank you to Purple Lotus Studios for helping us out with the photo shoot as well. They're coming in to take the photos today, so thank you to them as well. It's going to be fun, Emily. I'm looking forward to it.
We got some crazy costumes, so hopefully that'll be what shows up on the Christmas card. Who knows? You know what? It's a mystery. It's like a mystery theater. We have no idea what's happening. And that's great, because there's lots of reasons to celebrate. There's also some other celebrities outside of Dave Grant to celebrate today. December 2nd. What a great day. What a great day. Britney Spears is 43 today.
We're playing some Britney Spears after this.
Yeah, it's crazy how much older she is than you.
Yeah, right. Well, mature.
Who else we have here? Oh, Lucy Liu, love her, great actress. She is 56 today, and she's still out there killing it on screen. Who do we have? Let's see. And then Kathy Lee Crosby, is 80 from That's Incredible. So Kathy Lee Crosby is pretty incredible. So happy birthday to her as well.
And let's see. I saw Rick Savage from Def Leppard is 64. Nate Mendel from the Foo Fighters is 56. Oh, Treach from Naughty by Nature is 54. I may have to go look for something from that. Aaron Rodgers is 41 today. Former Green Bay Packers quarterback and probably soon to be former Jets quarterback as well.
Dang. Drop the mic. Actually, don't drop the mic. But
no, don't drop the mic. Please do not drop the mic. The engineering team would not be real happy with us.
No, that's just a figure of speech. I think there's probably been a handful of rappers who have actually done that on stage. But here on the radio, we do not want to drop the mic, because we would not be able to be on the radio anymore for several reasons. Because we would not have a microphone to use, one. And two, we might not be working with Civic Media anymore. The mic across the room.
Yeah, exactly. So
anyway, who else do we see here? We see Nelly Furtado, another incredible musical artist, is 46 today. A tennis Hall of Famer, Monica Seles, 51 today. I wonder how much she's still playing tennis. I got to say, after having that little knee twist, I just wonder about tennis. Is one of those ones, you know, that's so much twisting and turning, and that's the thing that if that happens, you know, it kind of sticks with you. That's what I'm finding out anyway, and I'm getting pretty impatient, but it'll be fine.
Danielle Rua is 41. Kenzie from NCIS LA, so that's pretty cool.
It's one of your shows. That's Dave's
program.
Yes,
it is.
And who else here? Oh, country singer Jana Kramer. She was in One Tree Hill, which I never caught that show, but I know it was really popular back in the day. Also on Dancing with the Stars. and Nationwide Insurance Commercials star, I guess. She was doing acrobats. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. So, yeah, a lot of good birthdays today. Not anything paling in comparison to the happy birthday that is for Dave Grant of Civic Media today at 99.7 Max FM. Morning show co-host, station manager, and master of all things IT. Did I get it all? Do you have another title? Should I throw out there?
No, I think that's about it. And we do have a local birthday that was texted into us last night. It is Michael Soul's birthday. So happy birthday to Mike as well. That got texted in during one of our evening shows last night. So we wanted to make sure we tell Mike happy birthday as well. So it's Mike Soul's birthday today as well. So
happy birthday
to him. And also, I do want to take a special happy birthday to Brittany Merlot. She's one of our meteorologists here. So happy birthday to her as well. It just, she works a little bit with us here in the local market. So happy birthday to Brittany. So
happy,
I think,
birthday,
she may have
Brittany.
The day off. So
good for her. Some people do take the day off on their birthday. It's kind of a thing. So
yeah.
Anyhow.
We do
moving
meetings
right past
and things
that
like that.
One. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Well, we do photo shoots and fun stuff. So this is a fun job.
Like
so, you know, I love doing it. So I wouldn't want to be anywhere else today. So I am really excited about that as well. So happy birthday to everyone celebrating today. And so what we're going to do, Emily, we're going to play Naughty by Nature and Britney Spears. Woo-hoo! Because both of them have birthdays today and we can't pass those up, right?
No, we cannot.
So Emily and I'll be back with you at 8:10. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Football season is back and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all you can drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today. 414-944-1704 while spots are still available.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Big Deals.
Jenny here from Big Deals. It's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. This year, you can shop Cyber Monday and still shop local. Big Deals is your local e-commerce website where you'll find dozens of gift certificates to businesses in your community. And today only, spend $50 or more and save an additional 20% on your entire purchase automatically. Check it out now.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com for amazing Cyber Monday savings right now.
Maximum hits.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, OPP, Naughty by Nature, his birthday. And then, of course, we have Britney Spears' birthday today, and this song just seemed appropriate for some reason. Here is Britney Spears' Toxic on Max FM.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Too high, getting undone. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you hear me now? Oh, that taste.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here.